Hi, everyone. This is Elaine. Welcome to Aging into Joy by Living from the Inside Out. So I'm reflecting on some of the insights I gathered and even some of the wisdom from my third adventure, which was basically being out in the desert for 5 days on a self-discovery journey. So part of this podcast is some of the conclusions and insights I've come to as time has passed from the time I went on that journey. One of the things I notice when I go out, I just call it going out on the land, is that I feel restless. Every time I've been out, the first day is like walking through a garden of obstacles, and I'm noticing how much I am in my own way. So to seek self-discovery, we have to get out of that restless energy, and that's exactly why I go for 3 to 5 days to do self-reflection and to meet my genuine self. One of the things I'm very aware of, and probably you are too, is how important it is in our society to be productive. And restless energy is different than being productive. Restless energy makes feeling peaceful almost impossible. And when we're restless, guess what? It often leads to anxiety and stress. At its core, the energy of always seeking and doing and chasing means that we feel a deep sense of lack within ourselves. And this is what we've been conditioned to. This isn't exactly a choice we made when we were small, but it is a choice we can make now as adults, regardless of age. You don't need to be fixed. You don't need to be better or to be good enough. You need to be yourself. And that's incredibly important. Our society's messages often drive us to chase after more, whether it's money or fame or success, all the external things that we assign importance to have very little to the peace and wholeness that really gives us the stability of being in harmony within ourselves. We do at some point hopefully come to realize that the outside world's push to be in our ego state, gathering, doing more, being better at any cost, is something that we need to move through and beyond. And we can do that really, probably the simplest way is going into our heart space. Things cannot give us the peace and joy that can come from connecting to your heart and to who you really are. The inner connection will give you all that you are seeking. The inner connection will give you all that you are seeking, and one of its benefits is that you'll feel more whole. And when you do, you know you're in the truth of your nature. More abundance runs through you and radiates out. Wholeness, being in our wholeness, is really being in abundance. It's kind of curious that we have somehow gotten into our brain, and our ego has controlled our thoughts. Those of you who tend to overthink, who worry, who intellectualize, may be feeling like this one part of you is in control. But what we really need is not to feel like we are in control. We need to feel harmony within ourselves so that every part of us is completely connected. So one of the things I want to talk about today is brain-heart coherence. Do you ever feel like your head and heart aren't on the same page? Do you ever feel like your thoughts are telling you one thing, but your feelings are telling you another? On the other hand, have you had moments where you feel entirely at peace in your heart and mind and state of flow? The tension between the heart and the brain is an authentic and significant aspect of who we are. And I have read books where science is now confirming that the brain and heart each have a type of intelligence and that we can create the state of harmony with practice. And I have been practicing this for a couple of years now. And it does make a difference. It's a lovely place to go into our heart space and be appreciative of the grace that we've been given, of the gifts, of the gift of being ourselves, perhaps one of the finest gifts. We are in joy and feeling a kind of state of happiness when our thoughts and emotions and intentions are unified. And when that happens, we feel a deep peace within ourselves and a deeper connection to those around us. When we can shift into a coherent state, meaning when we are on the same page with our brain and heart, there's a synergy that causes those two systems, the brain and heart, to mesh into one. Coherence is when your brain works with your heart and body. This state of harmony allows us to be much more present and much more aware of what's going on in our life. When we are in a state of coherence, our body can heal itself and function at its optimal level, whatever that means for each of us uniquely. There's greater clarity of thought, and because there's greater clarity of thought, it's easier to make decisions. We are not as overwhelmed by life circumstances and actually feel and improved emotional stability. You'll feel increased physical energy, probably sleep better because your stress levels are less. So, how do we get to this place? How do we ensure that we are in mind-heart coherence? It's a state in which the brain and heart work together efficiently. And this occurs when the electrical activity syncs with the brain waves, when the electrical activity of the heart syncs with the brain waves. It's a beautiful place to be. And so what I'm going to ask you to do before I close today is take a few moments and just relax yourself, whether you're sitting in your living room or sitting outside. Just find a quiet space. You won't need a lot of time for this. Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. And breathe regularly, consistently. The inhale, pause, and then exhale. Pause, inhale. And continue that as we go through this. Because our ego, which exists in our brain, kind of likes to dominate our lives and gets reinforced by our society, we need to quiet it. So I want you to take your dominant hand and put it over your heart and keep breathing and simply focus on your heart. You may feel your heartbeat. You may feel a lot of warmth emanating from your hand. Even the connection between your hand and heart starts to become so clear. And we feel it. We physically feel that connection, and it feels so good. And so, as you're reflecting on your heartbeat, I want you to allow yourself to think of something or someone for which you feel a deep appreciation. That choice will be unique to you. Something or someone for which you feel a deep appreciation. And focus your brain on understanding how that appreciation quiets the mind, brings a sense of peace, connection, and allow yourself to breathe right into that peace. As your mind quiets and your heart holds the grace of appreciation, notice how you can infuse this short activity into your life and become so conscious of the things you appreciate, for the people in your lives, for the talents that you have as a person, for the things you've created, be it children or art or poetry or music or gardening. Whatever you love to do, whatever your passion is, take a moment and go into your heart space, quiet your mind, and just be filled with appreciation. That is the beginning of mind-heart coherence. We reintroduce the loving heart and connect it to the brain. So I'm going to ask you to take three or four more deep inhales. Bring yourself back into the room. Wiggle your fingers, your toes. Whatever you're sitting or lying on, feel it. And come back into that physical space. We've sort of lost ourselves in a society that expects us to perform. And if we love to do certain things that don't create a lot of financial abundance, we judge it as not good enough for leading a life that would bring us financial abundance. But our heart really wants to go to that place. And if we trust it, we will figure a way to be in our passion. We will figure a way to slow down and to give up the illusion that the outside world has imposed on us. Ask yourself what success, true success, means to you, to your mind, to your heart, to your nervous system, in your body, even to your gut. What does true happiness mean to you? It's not going to be measured by the outside world. It's going to be something that you realize makes you feel whole, connected to life, and enjoying the integrity of the truth of who you are. So I'll leave you with that thought, that quiet way of being, and bring it into your life daily. Check in with your heart several times a day. What's it doing? Can you feel its beat? Put your hand over your heart. Let it be warmed by your energy emanating from your hands. You can call this a reflection or a meditation. It really doesn't matter. Just develop a natural flow by connecting to your heart and having it be connected to your mind, because that's where we started and that's where we want to end up. So have a wonderful day. Know joy. Know joy in small little ways that come into your life. That's K-N-O-W. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.